Holy shit. Deacon was married. This was no longer his girlfriend or his fiancée. Vivian was his wife. Shit. Deacon had a wife, and he'd married her stone cold sober, by choice. Welcome home, wife, he said, sweeping her into his arms. He carried her over the threshold and kicked the door closed behind them.
Oh, I see how it is.
Vivian giggled against his shirt as he headed straight for the stairs.
You're not even going to pretend like you want to make small talk first?
They'd been making small talk all day with everyone. What more was there to say? Lucky for you, I can multitask. How did you like the cake? She nestled her head beneath his chin and sighed.
It was delicious.
Agreed. Best cake I've ever had.
And the company was all right as well.
He reached the landing and pushed open the bedroom door. It was the best company. Shall we discuss Emily's dress? Or Ethan's toasts? Or do I have your permission to cease small talk and commence ravishing?
Another giggle. You may commence ravishing, husband.
Holy shit! Deacon was a husband!
Would you like to discuss getting me out of this dress?
Yes, yes, yes!
She turned around.
No, no, no!
From her neck to her arse, there had to be at least 100 buttons. And they weren't normal buttons. They were teeny tiny and slippery as hell, held in place by loops of invisible thread. What kind of sadist put this many buttons on something that was supposed to come off?
Deacon, are you okay back there?
Why are there so many bloody buttons?